Alzheimer's New Zealand is urging the government to invest in better risk reduction strategies. Now, this comes as a global report shows 40% of dementia cases could be delayed or potentially avoided with clearer government action. Interesting claim. That Catherine Hall is the CEO of Alzheimer's New Zealand and is with us. Catherine, very good morning to you.
Morena, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. These things I look through, these 12 factors, most of them are self-discipline, aren't they? You don't actually need the government. Physical activity, smoking, obesity, hypertension, depression, hearing impairment, they're not really the government's business, are they?
Well, there are definitely things that we can do as individuals that will reduce our risk, and you've talked about many of the lifestyle issues that we can address individually. But there is also a very critical role for government to play in investing in some of those risk reduction strategies. For example, hearing loss is a really important one, and it can be very difficult and very expensive to get hearing aids.
So you would want the government to subsidise sort of hearing aids? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I am suggesting that hearing aids make a very, very big difference and would be a relatively low-cost way for government to reduce the numbers of people living with dementia in future. And that's really important because we're looking at the numbers more than doubling in the next 25 years. And dementia has a big impact on our
health. Do we know why, though? I mean, how much of this is still a bit loose around the edges in terms of science and truly understanding what's going on here?
Well, the most significant risk factor for dementia is age. There isn't anything to do that we can do about that, and our population is aging. So as our population ages, the numbers of people with dementia go up. And that, of course, means that there's tens of thousands and in future going to be hundreds of thousands of families struggling. But also it puts additional stress on our already overstretched health system, and it's very expensive for the country. So anything that we can do collectively as individuals and through government to reduce that impact, to reduce the number of people with dementia in future, it's got to be good.
It does.
And it's got to be good for the economy.
Do you stand on one leg when you brush your teeth?
Not usually, Mike.
But Michael Mosley. Do you know Michael Mosley?
I do.
Yes.
Well, I don't know him personally,
no.
But I know of
him. He's one of the people who argues that to ward off or at least measure some sort of dementia risk, you stand on one leg for 40 seconds, then you stand on one leg another, and the best time to do is when you're brushing your teeth. And if you can do that comfortably, then you've got a good measure.
Yes. Yes, he does say that. I think that what this report is saying is in terms of the individual things that we can do, the rule of thumb is what is good for our hearts is good for our brains. Mm-hmm. So certainly regular exercise, eat well, don't smoke, and you know, if we've got high blood pressure or high cholesterol, get that treated. But also some things for our brains, so keeping our brains active, learning through our lives, keeping our brains challenged and being socially engaged. And a really important one, if we're worried about our hearing, get our hearing checked. And if the advice is to wear an aid, then wear it.
Yeah,
the other thing I would say about those kinds of things is it is never too early to start, and it's also never too late to start those kinds of lifestyle changes.
Very good advice, Catherine. Go well. I appreciate it very much. Catherine Hall, who's the Alzheimer's New Zealand CEO, and standing on one leg, it's not going to kill you.